让我们能够了解
and then to live it in our lives.
在我们生活中能活出来
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名阿们
I imagined this week a baby
想象一下这个星期有一个小婴孩
who is in a pantry of canned foods
他跑到这个食品柜里边食品储藏的那个 closet 里边
hungry
然后他很饿
but the baby cannot get any food
但是呢他因为小婴孩他什么食物也抓不到
the baby can only get food if someone opens the can and serves the food right
对于小婴孩来讲只有别人把这个罐头打开喂他他才能吃
and I imaginedSome Christians I have known.
我想象有些我认识的基督徒。
I just realized I talked about babies in the sermon. It seems to be a theme.
今天早晨呢，我刚刚讲道里提到了婴孩。
But I have known Christians.
我确实认识一些基督徒。
Who, if the pastor was sick,
如果牧师要是生病了
they could get no food that week.
他们这个星期就吃不到饭了。
Because they don't know how to open this.
因为他们不知道怎么样来。
And
打开这个圣经
food for themselves.
然后在这个里边自己找东西吃
God wants us to be able to use his word
神想要让我们用他的话语
to interpret and to understand it
去解释他去了解他
We spent 2 weeks talking about how to observe the text
上两个星期我们都在讲怎么样观察这个文本
Today is our second week on how to interpret.
这是第二个星期在讲说如何解释。
Unfortunately, I scheduled this in a bad time.
我以前那个我这个安排的不是很好。
And so you're going to have a big gap.
所以呢，你现在呢会有一个很大的一个跳过去一段。
And then I will come back and we will look at the third step, application.
然后我们要从我从中国回来以后，我们才能看应用部分。
That is not the best teaching method to have a big gap between points 2 and 3.
你在第二点跟第三点之间有这么大一个空间，这个是不是一个很好的教法
？But when I get back, I'll do a brief review and we will.
当我回来以后，我会给大家复习一下我今天讲的内容。
Now, last week I told you as we are looking at interpretation.
上个星期呢，我们在讲到说。
We, as readers in the 21st century, have a challenge.
作为二十一世纪的读者，我们是有一个挑战。
And that is that the Bible was written to a people who lived in a much different world.
圣经呢是写给一群人，他们是生活在跟我们现在非常不同的世界。
And there is a river that separates them and us.
在我们中间有一道河流，把我们跟他们分开。
That river is the differences in their world and our world.
这个河流就是我们和他们世界的不同。
Their culture is different.
他们当时的文化和我们现在不同。
The language is different.
语言也不同。
This week I was reading about a group of people in Africa.
我这个星期在读一本书，讲到一群在非洲的人。
That in their language there is no word for the color blue.
他们的那个语言中没有这个蓝色这个词。
And so if you show them something that is blue, they do not see blue, they see a shade of green.
然后你要是把这个蓝色的东西给他们看，他们不说是蓝色，他们说是一种灰色。
Language affects how we process information and how we think.
语言会影响我们怎么样来思想，怎么样来处理这个所得到的信息。
There are cultural differences.
也有这个文化上的不同。
Last time I told you the difference, the cultural difference in Ruth of the marriage proposal.
我们在上个星期讲到说，在那个路德记里边，他们那个去求婚，他们的这个文化上是有什么不同
？We don't do it that way, and if you try, you will get arrested.
在我们现在你要像那样子的话你可能会被逮捕抓起来
Don't try it
所以那个是完全不同
The bridge is the principle that links them
但是这个桥梁呢是把我们两方给连接起来
And when I come back from China that's where we'll be talking about the principle and the application in our town
等我回来之后呢我们会讲这个原则和这个怎么样连接起来
But for today, I want to spend a little more time looking at this river, how we deal with this river that separates us.
今天早晨呢，我想好好谈一下我们怎么样来面对这个彼此之间的不同，就是这个不同的桥梁河流。
I told you last time that we look at the author, we look at the audience, we look at the historical setting.
上个星期我们讲到我们会看这个作者不同，会看这个作者和这个背景。
I don't want to spend a lot of time here today because I want to get further, but let me give you just one example. Turn to Ruth chapter 1.
今天呢我们要花时间在路德记，请到路德记第一章，路德。
Someone read the first sentence.
请大家读，什么人读第一章的第一节？ I will read.
Okay. Now, there's several historical things that you should see there.
在第一节里边，你可以看到很多这个历史的背景。
If you read through the rest of the Old Testament, you're going to know that Bethlehem in Judah is the home of God's people.
所以呢，如果你读完旧约，你就知道，伯利恒和是神的这个神的城所在的地方。
Moab is not the home of God's people.
但是伯利恒是神的百姓所在的地方，但是摩押却不是神的百姓所应该在的地方。
But the little sentence I want, or the phrase I want you to see this morning is this: In the days when the judges ruled.
他说讲到第一句，当士师秉政的时候。
Now, when you read that, what does that tell you?
你读这一句，它告诉你什么呢？他说那个士师的时候，像那个参孙。
All right, it's the time the judges of Israel.
其实这个就告诉你了，这个时间是在士师的时期。
In your Bible, turn backwards one page.
你往后边再往前翻一页，就是士师记的最后一页。
And you're at the book of Judges.
你往前翻一页就是士师记。
And if you have just finished reading Judges when you come to Ruth,
如果你刚刚读完士师记再读路德记的话，
is the period of the Judges a time of spiritual growth or spiritual trouble for Israel?
如果你读一下士师记，你觉得士师记的时代是一个属灵上很兴盛的时期，还是一个很黑暗的时期？
Trouble
就是一个有麻烦的时期，属灵上。
It's a time of constant spiritual decline.
他们就是远离神，背道神，然后属灵上一直往下滑。
To where at the end of the book of Judges,
所以到了士师记的最后结束的时候，
Israel is in such chaos,
以色列是在这样一个混乱的状态，
that they are literally committing the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah,
他们真的是在犯索多玛跟俄摩拉的罪。
And there is civil war in which one of the tribes is almost destroyed.
然后他们彼此之间有内战，其中呢有一个部落，一个支派基本上全部被灭族。
And then Ruth says,
然后路德记说，
In the time when the judges ruled,
当士师秉政的时候，
This story is a little parenthesis.
所以呢这个故事呢，路德记好像是其中的一个括号中的一个。
While the nation as a whole is in chaos,
虽然整个国家是在一片混乱之中。
When the nation as a whole has come to the place where Sodom was,
当这个整个国家甚至堕落到索多玛的状态的时候，
there was a woman named Ruth.
有一位女子，她的名字叫路德。
Was she from Israel?
她是从以色列来的吗？
No, she's from Moab.
她是从摩押来的。
But she is faithful to God.
但是她却对神有信心，
Israel,
对神忠心。
Is running from God.
当以色列整个民族在远离神、逃离神的时候，
a girl from Moab is running towards God.
却有一个从摩押来的女子却跑向神。
And in the days when the judges ruled,
当士师秉政的时候，
there was one person who showed.
有一个人他显示了，
that if you're faithful to God,
如果你对神忠心，
He honors that faithfulness.
神会尊荣这个，会看重这个。
And he is faithful to us.
他也会对我们，他对我们永远是
忠心的。And her great grandson is going to be who?
他的那个曾孙是谁呢？
King David.
就是大卫王。
God is going to use a girl from Moab.
神会用一个从摩押来的小女子。
To preserve the kingly line.
来保存这个神的百姓，神的这个王的一个支派。
You see why historical context is important?
为什么这个历史背景这么重要呢？
You can skim across that and just read.
你可以这样很快读下去，就这么一直读。
But if you stop and you say, when did this happen? Remember,
如果你 你停下来，你想一想，说，哎，这个是什么时候发生的
？Reading is about asking questions.
要记住，我们读的时候是要一直在问问题。
When did this happen?
当这个发生的时候，什么时候发生的
？In the days when the judges ruled.
这个发生在士师秉政的士师时期。
When did they rule?
当士师秉政的时候。
Back to the book we just finished.
回到我们刚才看的士师记。
What happened when they ruled?
当他实施统治的时候有什么问题？
Now you have a setting.
现在你有这个大的这个背景。
Look at the historical context.
再看一下这个历史背景。
Then look at the literary context.
再看一下这个文学背景。
Literary context asks, what kind of book is this that I'm reading?
文学背景就说我读的这个书是什么题材。
Let me give you two examples.
给大家两个例子。
If you were to go to the bookstore, Barnes and Noble,
如果你去书店
and you've just bought a new computer and you need to know how to run Windows, whatever they're on.
如果你刚买了一个电脑，你要知道怎么样算这个 Windows 系统。
Windows what? 10? Windows 95.
不是 Windows 95，那个早就没人用。
So we'll take him to the bookstore.
有些人可以把他带到书店里去。
You buy a manual for Microsoft Windows 10.
你就去买一个这个清单，就是一个介绍怎么样用这个微软的 Windows.
And you open it up.
你打开。
And it says.
然后他就说。
Once upon a time.
他说从前有一个时间。
You're going to say something's wrong with this book.
你说这个书肯定出什么错了。
Computer manuals are not supposed to start.
电脑的这个介绍书不会说开始于说哦，从前有一段时间。
The kind of literature affects how we read it and what we expect.
题材呢会影响说我们怎么来读，然后会给我们什么样的感受。
Imagine that your pastor got up.
想象一下我们的牧师站起来。
He read Judges chapter 21.
他读了那个士师记二十一章。
Verses 20 and 21.
二十一章二十一节到二十二节。
The people of Israel commanded the people of Benjamin. 20. Chapter 20, verse 20.
Okay.
21, verse 20.
Yeah. 以色列人出来要与亚米便雅悯人打仗。
Go and lie in ambush in the vineyards and watch.
他说你们去就是在葡萄园中埋伏。
When the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance,
若看见示罗的女子出来跳舞。
Come out of the vineyards and snatch one of them as your wife.
就从葡萄园出来在示罗的女子中各抢一个为妻。
And take them as your wife.
回便雅悯地去。
Imagine your pastor gets up and reads this.
想象一下你牧师就这样站起来说。
And he says, this is what the Bible says.
这是圣经上说的。
How to get a wife.
这是怎么样找到一个妻子。
Go to a neighboring village.
你就去附近的一个乡村里边。
Joshua, are you listening? You're going to need this. It's your only hope.
我们的年轻人在后边，麦牧师在给他们讲。
Hide in the bushes.
躲在这个
And when one of the young ladies comes by, grab her and carry her home.
然后一旦有这个年轻的女子出来，你就抢一个。
Because this is how they courted in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面他们怎么约会的。
Does anyone see a problem with that?
大家看这个是不是有问题？这
样的解释。Other than the fact that Joshua would get arrested.
当然，我们在现实生活中，你们这些年轻人就会被抓起来。
Here's what this.Poor preacher has ignored.
这个可怜的这个讲道的人，他忽
略了什么 happen? Yes.
这个故事是不是真的发生了？是的。
And the reason it happened is it's at the end of a book about how Judah, the people of God, have gotten into such chaos that their whole society is ruined.
这个问题，这个背景是什么呢？就是犹大到了这样一个混乱的状态，他整个有一个那个。整个社会一片混乱。
The writer of Judges is not saying this is how you should do it.
士师记不是说你应该，这是你的规则，你要这样去做。
He is saying they got so far from God.
就是他要说的是这些人这样的远离神。
Their society was in such chaos.
他们的社会这样的混乱不堪。
That this is what they ended up doing.
所以他们最后就这样去做了。
In other words, you have to know what kind of literature am I reading.
你要首先要知道你是读的是什么样的题材。
When I interpret it.
当你解释的时候，你要知道你所面对的是什么题材。
When you read, for instance.
比如说你在读。
The wisdom books of Ecclesiastes.
智慧书，像那个传道书。
Ecclesiastes is not giving us a model of how everything should be.
传道书给我们的不是说每件事情应该是如何发生的一个模式。
It is telling us this is how things are.
他就告诉我们是这个观察，事情是这样的。
Now, I want to just for the sake of time, I'm only going to do one type of literature.
我在这里呢就只讲一种题材。
Some other time I may do some others.
有的时候可能以后我可能讲别的题材。
But I want to do one that is very familiar and one that you will read a lot, and that is in the New Testament, the letters.
我让大家就是要讲的是新约的书信。
Most of Paul's writing is in the form of letters.
保罗的一般他所写的他的写作都是以书信的形式出现的。
And so when you read a letter, there's certain things you should ask.
当你读书信的信的时候你有 几个问题你要问。
This helps us to interpret it.
这个会帮助我们如何
解经。We're trying to cross the river between our world and their world.
我们想要来穿越这个河流就是在他们之间跟我们之间这个不同来穿越这个。
So that you're not just mindlessly reading.
所以你不是就是一个漫不经心的打开随便翻起来。
Okay, I read.
然后说哦我读过圣经了。
But you're asking questions.
你在问问题。
All right, so when you read a letter.
当你读书信的时候。
One question you ask is.
你要问的是。
Who's it written to?
这个书信的受信人是谁?
Who is the recipient?
谁是那个受信人?谁是他写给谁的?
The more we know about who he wrote to,
我们越了解这个受信人的状况
the better we understand the letter.
我们就更能了解这个书信。
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
Paul writes to the church at Philippi.
保罗给腓立比的教会写信。
The book of Philippians.
在腓立比书上。
If you read Philippians,
如果你读过腓立比书
and if you do what I suggested a few weeks ago, you take a highlighter.
如果你们拿那个荧光笔
And when you see a word that is repeated over and over, you start to underline it.
如果你看到那个有一个词不断的重复，你就把它画下来。
In Philippians, you're going to start to underline the word rejoice or joy.
在腓立比书上，你要画的词呢，可能就是欢喜。
Because you're going to see that word over and over.
因为你会看到那个欢喜喜乐一直不断的出现。
Now, here is where knowing the recipients will help you.
为什么知道这个收信人对你是很有帮助的呢?
In the New Testament, when you read a letter, I always suggest that you go to the book of Acts.
当你读新约书信的时候,我总是要建议你回到使徒行传。
And find that town in Acts.
在那个收信人的那个地方呢,找到那个,在使徒行传找到他那个
城镇。So for instance, when you read Philippians,
当我们读腓立比书的时候
you go to the book of Acts and you read how the church at Philippi was started.
你就会读到在腓立比教会是怎么建立怎么开始的。
And here's what you're going to find out.
你就会发现什么呢?
It was started in persecution.
它是由迫害开始的。
From the very first day,
从那个第一天开始,
they were being persecuted.
他们教会成立之初他们就被迫害。
Last night I was reading about the growth of a church in a Muslim country that is almost entirely unevangelized.
就是我昨天在读一本关于一个在穆斯林一个国家的一个教会他们是怎么样从来没有去宣被传宣教过然后他们怎么成长的。
All of the Christians there worship in house churches, hidden churches.
他们都是在那个地下教会那个家庭教会里崇拜的。
But their churches are growing.
但是这个教会却在成长。
And here's how they grow.
他们是如何成长的。
When a new believer is baptized,
当一个新的信徒被受浸的时候
the next week they meet with the elders of the church.
第二个星期呢他们就要见到教会的长老跟执事
and they write on a sheet of paper a list of all of their friends and family.
他们就会在那个一张纸上写上他们所有的亲戚朋友
and then they go back,
然后他们就回去
and they circle the name of the 10 people who are least likely to kill them for becoming a Christian.
然后他们就在这个画出来那十个最不太可能因为他们是基督徒而杀他们的人。
And in the next month, they share the gospel with those 10 people.
然后他们在下一个月他们就要给那个最可能不会杀他们的人分享福音。
You understand what it means to be baptized?
你知道那个受洗意味着什么吗？
When you try to come up with a list of 10 people who might not kill you because you've been baptized.
因为你受洗，所以你要想十个人可能不会因为你受洗而杀你的人。
They're serious about their faith.
他们对他们的信心是很认真的。
When you read Philippians,
当你读腓立比书的时候，
This is a church that was born in persecution.
这个教会是在大逼迫中产生出生成立的。
People who join that church might lose their job, they might get arrested, they might be killed.
参加这个教会的人，你可能会丢工作，会被抓起来或者被杀。
And Paul says,
保罗说，
Rejoice.
你们要喜乐。
Let me say it again.
我要再次说，你们要大大的喜乐。
He is not saying,
他不是说，
you know, when everything is going great,
当每件事情都很顺利的时候，
and you're driving down 95 in your new Porsche,
当你那个保在开着你那个新的保时捷车上在95上开的时候，
and traffic slows down a little bit, don't worry, rejoice!
那个有点交通有点堵塞，你那时候别紧张，你要喜乐。
No.
保罗不是这样说的。当他们因为你是基督徒要杀你的时候，你要喜乐。
Rejoice.
你要欢喜。
Do you see how understanding, knowing the recipient will help you to read the scripture with a better understanding?
所以你看到了吗？当你这样有这个对这个收信人的背景有了解的时候，会帮助你更好的理解这个书信。
Who is the author?
谁是这个作者呢？腓立比书。
When you read a letter, it helps if you know who wrote it.
当你读书信的时候，你当然想知道这个写信的人是谁。
The better you know, the more you know about the author, the better you can understand their letter.
你越了解这个写信的人，你就能越能了解这封书信。
When you read John's letters,
当你读约翰的书信的时候
，First John,
约翰一书
，You're going to read a message of love.
你就会读到这个关于爱的信息。
Love God, love one another.
爱神，彼此相爱。
And it will help you if you know something about John.
如果这个会帮助你，如果你了解约翰的话。
Now we call John the apostle of love.
我们会称为约翰是爱的使徒。
Because of how much emphasis he put on the message of love.
因为他的信息里面有很大一部分在强调爱。
But does anyone remember what his nickname was before he was called the Apostle of Love?
在他成为这个被称为爱的使徒之前，大家知道他的名字被称为什么吗？
The Son of Thunder.
雷子，雷电之子。
Does that tell you something about his personality?
你想想这个雷电之子，他的这个个性是什么样的呢？
He is the disciple who is with Jesus.
他是耶稣的门徒。
They passed by a village in Samaria.
他们经过撒玛利亚的一个村庄。
And the village does not welcome them.
然后这个村庄呢不欢迎他们。
And John, as they get past, says, Jesus,
然后约翰就说，
Why don't you call down lightning from heaven?
你为什么不从天上降火来烧灭他们呢？
You burn this village up and the next village will notice you.
你把这个村庄烧灭了，下个村庄肯定就知道你是谁了。
That's not really love.
No. 那个好像不太像一个爱的角色吧。
But through the ministry of Jesus,
但是通过主耶稣的事工，
and especially through the transformation at Pentecost,
尤其是在那个五旬节上圣灵的工作，
the Son of Thunder,
这个雷子
becomes the Apostle of Love,
成为了爱的使徒。
Now I tell you that's to me very important.
对我来讲这个非常的重要。
Because my natural personality,
因为我的天然的本性
is much more like the first John,
我更像前面那个约翰
than the later John,
而不是像后边的那个约翰。
I see more opportunities to call down fire from heaven than I see to give people hugs.
我更看到很多的机会从天上降火下来，而不是说去跟人拥抱。
But when I remember who John was,
当我记住约翰以前是什么样的。
Then when I read his letter,
然后我在读约翰书信的时候，
the Holy Spirit is able to say to me,
然后圣灵可以对我说，
Now look,
你看一看。
He isn't saying this because he was just naturally a nice guy.
他之所以被称为是爱的使徒，不是他天生就脾气很好。
In fact, John was a lot like you are.
约翰更像你，前面那个约翰。
And I changed him.
但是我把他改变了。
And so if you let me,
如果你容许我，我也可以改变你。
Learn about the recipient.
所以呢，要学习了解这个收信人是谁。
I've already mentioned in Philippians.
在腓立比书刚才我提到。
Who is the author?
谁是这个腓立比书的作者呢？
Paul.
保罗。
Now, I've heard many, not many because I don't listen to very many, but a few.
我听到很多，但是我实际上没听很多。
Football players, baseball players,
是那个美式橄榄球，还有
who win a game,
或者是那个棒球手，他们赢了一个比赛。
And they say, my life verse is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
他们会说，我的人生金句就是靠着那个加给我力量的耶稣，我可以做任何事情。
And I won this game that way.
所以呢，我现在赢了这个比赛，那是没问题。
But Paul, when he writes this,
但是当保罗写这封书信的时候
is not actually talking about God helping me to become more successful at all the important things that I want to do for me.
保罗的意思不是说神帮助我成功的实现了我所有认为我想实现的认为很重要的事情。
That would be nice.
那当然是很好。
But he's actually in prison.
但是这时候保罗是在监狱里边。
He doesn't know if they're going to release him or kill him.
他也不知道他们是会放了他还是会杀了他。
But he writes and he says this.
但是他在里边他却这样说。
Whichever it is.
不管说是怎么样。
I've learned to be content.
我学会都满足。
And I can face whatever comes.
我知道怎么样面对所有的境况。
I can do all things is I can face all things.
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
Through Christ.
通过耶稣靠着耶稣。
Who gives me strength.
因为他给我力量。
And so it's not all about making me successful.
所以呢这个不是说让我成功。
It's about God's grace going with me wherever God calls me to be.
而是神的恩惠跟着我，不管说我到什么样的境况下，神都会跟着我，神的恩惠和我同在。
So I study who wrote it.
所以呢，我会去了解、学习，说到底这个作者是谁，谁写了这封信。
What are the circumstances?
那个环境是什么
？I mentioned last time about Galatians.
上个星期我提到加拉太书。
Paul has gone to Galatians. He has preached that we are justified by faith.
保罗刚刚去在加拉太那个地区，他讲到我们是因信称义。
We don't become God's children by keeping the Jewish law.
我们不是靠遵守那个犹太人的律法成为神的儿女的。
He wins these new believers.
他赢得了他带一些人信主新的信徒。
He goes away,
然后他就离开那个地方。
And soon he hears that someone has come along and told them, you know, it's fine for you to believe in Jesus, but you also have to keep all of the Jewish laws.
他刚走开，就有人去那个地方，就给那个教会的人说，哦，你们遵守相信耶稣是好的，但是你还是要遵守律法。
And he writes them and he says, I'm absolutely shocked.
然后保罗就写这封信，他真的是非常震惊。
I preached you the gospel, good news.
我告诉你的是好消息，是福音。
And you've abandoned the gospel for something that is not good news at all.
你们就离弃福音，去相信一个完全不是福音的东西。
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Now, when I read that,
当我读这一点的时候，
there's a river between my world and their world.
在我跟他的世界中间是有不同的一条河流。
How many of you are being pressured to keep all of the Jewish law?
有多少人是被好像被人压着你要去遵守犹太人的律法呢
？Yeah, I didn't think.
没有，我们中间没有任何一个人。
All right. So Galatians has nothing to say to us, right?
所以呢，好像加拉太书对我们没什么可说的。
We just skip it?
是不是我们就跳过加拉太书呢？
No? Okay, I got one right answer.
所以有人说不能跳过加拉太书，还有谁？
Instead, I say,
然后我要说的是，
they were adding Christ plus the Jewish law brings salvation.
那些假的教师是说，基督加上遵守神，加上遵守犹太的律法。
In my world,
但是在我们的世界上，
what am I tempted to put into that?
我们想要加的是什么东西呢？基督加上什么的那个空白
？Christ plus whatever else.
耶稣加上什么什么可以给我们救恩
？You understand?
了解了吗
？Anything that I put on top of faith in what Christ has done,
如果任何东西我们加在那个信心跟耶稣所为我们所做的上面，
becomes part of the bad news that God that Paul condemns in Galatians.
那就是那个别的福音，就是保罗所谴责所谴责的别的福音。
So if I look at his circumstances, why did he write it?
我们如果来了解保罗写信的背景，这个环境。
Then I can see better what it says to me.
然后我就更能了解这个对我有什么用处，
对我有什么应用。Now I want to look at one more aspect of context, and that is
我们再看另外一个背景。
The biblical context.
就是那个圣经的背景。
Imagine that you find a scrap of paper laying on the ground.
如果你在地上捡到一个纸片。
It's torn off of a letter.
就是从一个信上面那样撕下来的。
And it says, yes, seven is fine.
然后上面就写了一句说，是的，七是好的。
What's that mean?
那个是什么意思呢？所以他说圣经里面有很多关于七的记述是一个好的一个记述。
Maybe.
也许。
He was meeting someone.
也许他
had an appointment and he sent him a note. Yes, seven is fine.
也许是他要跟一个人有一个约会，他说哦，七点钟挺好。
I'll meet you at Olive Garden at seven.
他说我七点钟我们在那个 Olive Garden 餐馆吃饭。
Maybe his wife said, you know, how many people should I invite over for supper Friday night?
然后也可能是你的太太说哦，多少人我要邀请星期五来一起吃晚餐呢？
Seven is fine.
你说七个，你说七是就可以。
Maybe he's selling something and he advertised it for $8 and they said, would you take seven? Yeah, seven is fine.
或者要卖什么东西，贱卖什么东西，说七块钱可以吗？说可以。
You really don't know what that scrap means.
你就光看这个小纸片，你不知道那个。
Until you read what goes around it.
直到你读了整个篇幅，你是不知道到底是什么意思。这个就是背景。
And when we read scripture,
当我们读圣经的时候，
the more we can understand the verses around it, the better we understand.
如果我们越能了解这节经节前边前后左右的上下文，我们就越能了解这个
在讲什么。Let me give you an example. Psalm chapter 1 verse 3.
比如说我们回到箴言。诗篇第一篇第七节 verse 3第三节
The person who delights in God's law is like a tree planted by streams of water.
他说喜爱耶和华律法的人就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
All that he does will prosper.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
I was in a service in Africa.
我有一次在那个一个非洲的一个聚会中。
The pastor read this verse.
然后牧师就读了这节经文。
And he said to the congregation,
他就对会众说，
God's word promises,
神应许我们，
that if you love God,
如果你爱神，
everything you do will prosper.
你所做的就都会顺利。
If you start a business, it will grow.
如果你开始有一个生意的话，你的生意就会兴旺。
If you are trying to have a family, you'll have as many children as you want.
如果你想要建立家庭，你会有你想要几个孩子就有几个孩子。
If you are sick,
如果你生病了。
If you obey God,
如果你听神的话，你的病就会好。
Everything is wonderful.
每件事情都很棒。
And then, of course, he explained that one way you can do that is by giving in the offering.
当时他讲的说，资助以上每件事情都顺利的，就是你要给教会奉献，你要。
However,
但是。
My pastor friend did not read the rest of Psalms.
我的那个牧师朋友却没有把这个圣经整个都读了这个诗篇。
Yes.
是的。
The person who obeys God is like a tree.
遵守神律法的人就像一棵树。
Gives its fruit.
按时候结果子。
He prospers.
他所行的顺利。
But then he gives us the contrast. The wicked are not like this.
他马上给了一个对比，说恶人并不是这样。
The wicked will not stand in the judgment.
恶人在审判的时候必站立不
住。Sinners will not stand in the congregation of the righteous.
罪人在义人的会中也站立不住。
The Lord watches out. The Lord knows the way of the righteous.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路。
The way of the wicked perishes.
恶人的道路却必灭亡。
If I read the whole psalm instead of just one verse,
如果我就是读这个整个诗篇，而不是只是读其中的一句，他说的是
，the person who loves and keeps God's law,
喜爱遵守耶和华律法的人
，will prosper,
他会顺利。
How?
如何顺利的呢
？Because God will watch their path,
因为神会保守他们的道路。
God will bless them as a spiritually fruitful person.
神会祝福他们，让他们在属灵上能够是满有满满有满结有果实的人。
And where the wicked will not be able to stand in God's presence.
但是恶人却在神的面前站立不住。
The godly person.
但是敬虔的人。
Stand boldly in His presence.
却可以站立在神的面前。
Now, does God sometimes pour material blessings on His people? Absolutely.
神是不是有的时候会给他们那个物质上的祝福呢？当然。
But do you remember a man by the name of Job?
大家记不记得约伯？
When Job had absolutely nothing,
当约伯什么都没有的时候，
was God still watching his path?
神是不是仍然在保守他的道路呢？
Yes.
是的。
Was God still blessing him?
神是不是仍然在祝福他呢？
Yes.
是的。
But he was suffering.
但是他却在受苦。
Look at context. Let me,
所以你要看这个上下文。我要解释的是，
context does this.I start with a verse.
首先呢，你从那个经节开始，那一节开始。
I move out to read the rest of the chapter.
然后我就再去读那整章。
I read the rest of the book.
然后我再读那整本书。
And then I see how does this fit into the Bible.
然后我就看整个这一部分是怎么样在那个融合在圣经中的。
Let's do one example.
我们再讲一个例子。
Romans chapter 12.
比如说罗马书第十二章。罗马书十二章。
Someone read verse 1. 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一到二节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Okay.So, God is calling us to give ourselves as a living sacrifice.
神呼召我们成为活祭。
A sacrifice that is holy, a sacrifice that is acceptable to God.
是圣洁神所喜悦的活祭。
Now, when I read the rest of Romans 12,
当我读整个罗马书十二章的时候，
and if I read from 12 through 15, I read a whole section,
如果我从十二章十三一直读到十五节，十五章的话
，That shows me what that kind of surrender will look like in daily life.
它就会让我显示这样对神的顺服，这样的献作活祭，在每天的生活中是怎么样活出来的。
You see, surrendering to God is going to affect every aspect of my life.
当我们对神降服，会影响我们生活中的各个层面。
I have met Christians.
我碰到过基督徒。
Who really love Romans 12, 1 and 2.
真的是很喜欢罗马书十二章一到二节。
Oh, I am giving myself as a sacrifice.
我把自己献给神当作活祭。
They can stand and sing, I surrender all, I surrender all.
他们会说我完全的奉献，完全的奉献，站起来唱。
And they can cry and feel very good.
他们会哭，会感觉非常的好。
And then go home.
然后他们回到家。
And over dinner,
在吃饭的晚餐的时候
say, have you seen so-and-so at our church?
说你有没有见到谁？
He's such a hypocrite.
那个人真是一个伪君子。
I'm sure glad I'm not like him.
我很高兴我不像他。
Because they stopped at verse 2.
因为他们就停在第二节。
And they did not continue in the chapter that tells us what happens when I live as a living sacrifice.
他们没有再读下去，如果你是活祭，那你会怎么样呢？
Verse 3, I will not think more highly of myself than I should.
第三节说到，不要看自己过于所当看的。
Verse 4, I will not judge the other members of God's family.
第四节讲到，我们不会去判，去论断别的肢体。
I will love one another with brotherly affection.
在下边就说到，我们要当彼此相爱，像
爱弟兄彼此亲热。I will outdo others in showing honor.
就是我们要要与要彼此同心，不要自欺高大，倒要服备谦卑微的人。
You see it?
你看到了吗
？I go on to chapter 13.
然后再读十三章。
This is not a political message.
这个不是政治上的一个宣传。
But when President Obama was president.
当奥巴马总统被选上的时候
，I had a friend who had a bumper sticker. Obama is not my president.
我有一个朋友，他在那个车后边贴了一个说奥巴马不是我的总统。
And now I have some friends who I think probably have a bumper sticker that says Trump is not my president.
我想现在我有些朋友大概写的那个车上会贴一个说特朗普不是我的总统。
But Romans 13 says that if I am living as a living sacrifice,
罗马书十三章说如果作为活祭
let every person be subject to the governing authorities,
人人都当顺服在上有权柄的。
Go to chapter 14,
再到十四章。
If I am living as a living sacrifice,
如果我是像活祭那样
生活, I will do nothing that causes a fellow believer to stumble.
我就不会做任何事情让我的弟兄跌倒。
Do you see what I'm saying?
你有看到我了解到我想讲的。
I read chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
我读了十二章一到二节。
And then the rest of the book is telling me what those two verses will look like. In daily life.
那下边从十二章一直到结束就告诉你说你作为活祭这两节如果你在生活中活出来你会是什么样子的。
And the problem is, if I am truly giving myself as a sacrifice,
问题是如果真的把自己作为活祭献给神
it's almost certain that some of those verses are going to be something I don't enjoy doing very much.
所以呢其中肯定有几句他所描述的十二章到十六章是你不想去做的。
Because that's what it means to be a sacrifice.
那就是意味着什么是祭物。
Being a sacrifice is not fun.
做活祭这个可不是一件好玩的
事情。And if I say, oh, I'm a living sacrifice and nothing changes in my life, I didn't really understand what it meant.
如果你说我是活祭但是你的生命却没有任何的改变那你其实并没有真正了解到底什么是活祭。
I move further from that. I move to the whole book of Romans.
然后你再从这个书卷再读到整个罗马书从
这几章。And I find that chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
然后我就发现罗马书12章1到2节。
Comes after 11 chapters that have told me.
而是来自于第11章告诉我前11章告诉我说。
What it means to be right with God.
什么意味着是跟神和好。
That started with the bad news, Romans 1 through 3, that I am not right with God.
那个刚开始是说头两章罗马书头两章说你跟神的关系是不对的。
Not one.
他说没有一人一个也没有。
There is none that even seeks after God.
没有人寻求神。
Then 4, 5, 6, and 7.
从四章到第七章。
This is what God has done in Christ to make me right with God.
就是说神在基督里所做的让我跟神有正确的关系。
Chapter 8, this is how I walk in His Spirit now that He has counted me right with Him.
第八章是讲到说现在我在靠着圣灵生活神就算我是义的义人。
9 through 11, this is why He did it.
九章到十一章说为什么神要这样做
Even though I didn't deserve it.
虽然我不配得神的这个恩典
And then chapter 12 verse 1.
然后在这个时候来到十二章第一到二节
Therefore,
所以
because of all of this,
是因为所有前面的十一章
because of what God has done to turn me from someone who was his enemy to someone who is right before him.
就是神做了一些让我原来我本来是神的敌人把我改变成现在我跟神有正确的关系
Because of all of that,
因为所有这一切
Therefore I beseech you to give yourself as a living sacrifice
所以我劝你们求你们将身体献上当作活祭
And if I have understood 1 through 11 it shouldn't be that hard
如果你真的了解到一章到十一章那就不是很难这两
天 Because I'm giving myself as a sacrifice to a God who gave everything for me
因为我把自己献上做祭物是因为有一位神他把他所有的一切都给了我
I'm not surrendering to an enemy
我不是说对敌人投降
I'm surrendering to a God of infinite love
我是对一个无限的这种完全的爱我的神来降服。
And so chapter 12 fits into that process.
所以呢这个12章呢就是融合在这整个的这个过程中间。
And then I go outside of Romans and I say, what does all of scripture tell me about sacrifice?
所以呢你再从罗马书再看整个圣经是怎么样来讲这个献祭的这个祭物的
And if you've read through the Bible and you're thinking about a sacrifice what's the first book that comes to mind
如果你讲到祭物那第一本来到你头脑中出现的书是哪一本呢 Leviticus
Genesis might come to mind. Leviticus gives all the details of the sacrifice.
利未记就讲到献祭的所有的细节规则。
And Paul, as a Jewish writer,
保罗是一个犹太人的作者
who grew up knowing the laws of sacrifice.
所以保罗是对献祭的这个规则是很系统是很清楚的。
When he talks of a living sacrifice,
当他讲到这个活祭的时候
I think his mind has to go back to Leviticus.
我想他一定回到了这个利未记。
And when the sacrifice is burned up on the altar,
当这个祭物被在这个祭坛上被烧起来的时候
In Hebrew, it's called the sacrifice of going up. It's the sacrifice that is burned and the smoke rises to God.
他就说那个祭物烧起来那个烟就上到神那里面去。
And now, who does the sacrifice belong to?
现在那个祭物属于谁呢?
To God.
那个祭物是属于神的。
It is burned up.
它是一个燔祭是完全属于神的。
It is His.
是属于神。
You cannot bring a sacrifice and burn it on the altar.
你不能说带个祭物放在那个祭坛上烧起来。
And then take it home with you.
然后你不能把那个烧了又把它带回家。
It's not yours anymore, it's God's.
那个祭物就不再是你的而是属于神的。
Right?
对不对?
And if I'll remember that.
如果我能记住这些。
If I'll read Paul's writings,
如果我读保罗的写
作 in the context of all of what Scripture tells me about a sacrifice,
而是在这个整个这个圣经上讲这个祭物的这个大背景下来读
is it possible?
有没有可能
is it possible on Sunday?
有没有可能在星期天
to give myself as a sacrifice,
把我自己献上给神，献给神做祭物
and then on Monday I go to work,
然后星期一我上班了。
And I can make a little bit more profit if I break God's laws of honesty and ethics.
如果我就是稍微在那个诚实方面不再那么遵守神的律法，我可以有利益的。
Is it possible to give myself as a burned up sacrifice on Sunday?
有没有可能说在星期天我把自己献给神做燔祭
？And on Monday to say.
然后到星期一就说。
But now I'm going to run my own life.
我现在要过我自己的生活。
That was religion. This is business.
那个是宗教，这个才是我现在的这个真正的生活。
Is that possible?
那有可能吗
？No.
不可能。
Because the sacrifice belongs to God.
因为这个祭物是完全属于神的。
And it's His.
是他的。
And Monday I can't say, oh no, this is the part I didn't burn up.
哦，你不能说哦，这个星期这个部分是我没烧尽的那个部分祭物。
No.
你不可能那样说。
You understand?
了解吗
?When I read Paul,
当我读保罗的书信的时候
,in all of scripture,
是在整个圣经的这个光背景之下来读的时候
,Romans 12:1 is much more than a pretty verse.
那个罗马书12章1到2节就不是一个只是一个很漂亮的经节。
Romans 12:1 is the shocking news that I now own nothing.
这个罗马书第12章1节就是一个让你震惊的消息就是你什么都没有。
Because if I meant what I said when I said, God, I surrender all.
如果你真的是你说的是真心话，你对神说，神啊，我所有都奉献给你。
It's all His now.
现在都是神的。
It's not mine.
那不再是我的。
And all of a sudden, everything about life is different.
你生活中的每件事都不一样了。
Because it's all His.
因为都是神的。
I have given it as a sacrifice.
我把它都献给神作为祭物。
So you see how interpreting is going to affect now application.
所以你看到没有？你怎么样解释会影响到你的应用
？Jumping 5 weeks to when I get back from China.
再往前跳五个星期，讲后五个星期。
It's not enough to just know that.
不单单是说头脑中知道。
You have to live it out.
你必须要把这个活出来。
And the challenge is for many of us.
对我们来讲，很多人这个挑战是。
Interpreting isn't the hard step.
那个把它解释不是难处。
Monday is the hard step.
星期一是最难的。
Application.
就是要应用活出来。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, help us to be people who study your word.
主啊，帮助我们真的是学习你话语的百姓。
Help us to listen to your voice.
帮助我们能够倾听你的声音。
And above all, help us to apply it and to live it out.
最重要的是让我们能够在生活中活出来。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Between now and when I come back, if you will be reading in John, continue to just look for words in John referring to...